We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Chalukas Shutfim, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Beis. In the previous Shir, we gave the introduction to this Shir. This Halacha is based on Chapter 28 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal uses the term Talmidei Chachamim Sheidin Yehudoin. People who study Torah, especially Gemara, and yet they're drawing it, they're coming from a bad place. They're not studying it with sincerity, they're not studying it for Hashem's honor. At best, they're studying it for personal glorification. And these people tend to speak against tzaddikim, real righteous people. Rabbeinu Zal refers to this in chapter 12 in Likutei Moran, in chapter 28, and in several other places. And he speaks very strongly about this. He refers to the misnagdim, those people who are against the tzaddikim and against chassidim, especially when the Baal Shem Tov came onto the scene. And Rabbeinu Zal elaborates about them. In this chapter, chapter 28, Rabbeinu Zal says that their Torah comes from the Alfin Hanefulin. This refers to the first pasuk in the Torah, the pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. The first four words have the letter Aleph in them. Bereishis Bara Elokim Es. There are four Alephs there that correspond to a pasuk in Malachim where it speaks about Shlomo HaMelech. It speaks about the parables that Shlomo HaMelech spoke. And there it speaks about 3,000 shloishes alofim vo'elef. Three alephs and an aleph. Three plus four alephs. And the Arizal speaks about this in the Pri Etz Chaim, where he speaks about the Korban Tomid. He speaks about the four alephs, these four alephs that come in the form of holiness. They can be a source of chachma, of wisdom, of holy knowledge, or when these four olives fall into the hands of the Sitra Achra, then they have the opposite type of result. The people that draw from them draw gaiva, lack of faith in Hashem, etc. And we spoke about this a little bit in the first paragraph. We'll continue from where we left off. Rav Nosson Zal is going to use that chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 28 in Likutei Moran, to explain the concept. The fact that we find that in the Shulchan Aruch, when it speaks about a house, a person having a house or a courtyard, the minimum size of a house is four amos. Four amos by four amos. An amma is the length that goes from the elbow down to the fingers. It's approximately somewhere between a foot and a half and 2 feet. An amma is referred to as shisha tfochim. And that's the Torah says that the minimum size of a bayis is four amos by four amos. The minimum size of a chotzer, a courtyard, which during the time of the Gemara, a courtyard usually was, there were several houses attached or semi-attached, and they had a courtyard that they opened up into, where a person went from the house into the courtyard, from the courtyard into the street, into the Rishus HaRabim. That was pretty much standard. And the minimum size of a courtyard is also four amos. And then the Gemara says in addition that a house, a person doesn't usually go straight into the house. They usually have a little bit of an area in front of the house that's also considered part of the house. And the Gemara speaks about an area of, again, a minimum area of four amos in front of a house that the owners of the house are given. That's also considered to be part of their house. So that when they come home, if they want to put something down over there, that can also be considered attached to the house. Rav Nosson Zal is going to make reference to all of these in this halacha. And he's also going to address an issue. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, it's based on a debate that took place between the 70 wise men of Athens and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, who was called Chakima de Yehudoin, the wisest of the Jews. He was one of the smartest of the rabbis of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, he's called. And the Gemara in Bechoros, page 8, the Gemara tells an incredible story about how he was once questioned by the king. The king asked him a certain question, he answered it. And then the king said, but the wise men of Athens, they have a different opinion. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya said, okay, no problem, they're wrong. And the king said, but they've shown it. He said, their proof is wrong. The king said, okay, if you feel so strongly about it, I give you permission to go and debate them. And if you win, I'm going to give you the right to destroy them, to eliminate them. And in the end, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya was successful. And there, the Gemara lists about 8 or 10 different debates that they had where they challenged him. They asked him a question. He came back with an answer. In some cases, they came back questioning his answer, and he responded. And all of this was in code. The questions that they asked were deep questions, and the answers that he gave resolved were very good answers to their questions. And Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran devotes a chapter of Likutei Moran to each one of the questions in this debate between them. So regarding our topic, the wise men of Athens said to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, build us a house in midair, ba'avira da'alma, in the air of the world. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya said, no problem. He used a name of Hashem. The rabbis of the Gemara were knowledgeable in Kabbalah, the use of Kabbalah, including Kabbalah Mysis. They knew how to actually perform physical miracles using Kabbalah. The Gemara speaks about rabbis in the Gemara creating a calf and bringing a dead person back to life. So he said, he used the name of Hashem, and he suspended himself between heaven and earth, it says. So the Gemara says he yelled down to them saying, okay, send me up bricks and cement and I'll build for you. They said, can anybody send up bricks and cement? He said, can anybody build a house in midair? This was the debate between them. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran shows the depth behind what they were asking and what he was answering. Let's see now how Rabbi Nosson Zal uses that to explain our topic in Halacha. And based on the discussion over there, based on what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 28 in Likutei Moran, if a person is familiar with that chapter in Likutei Moran, this will be much clearer to them. Shiur bayis l'chol dovar hu arba amos. The minimum area of a house or a room is 4 amos, 4 by 4 amos. Why? Ki kol echod tzorich livnois beisoi bikdusha, because each and every single Jew is required to build his home with holiness. Sheyihia beisoi bibechinas bayis hanivna bein shmaya la'ara, so that his house will be a house that's between heaven and earth. Sheloyia chas v'sholem bibechinas bayis ba'avira di'alma. It's not a house that's just in the air, in midair, without any connection to heaven and earth. Because just midair, just the air itself, the outside, shehu mekoyim hachitzoinim. When we talk about outside, outside is a place of the klipos. Sheheim aviro di alma kanal. They are referred to as aviro di alma, the air of the world. You know, they're just the atmosphere, the air. Heaven and earth are specific creations of Hashem, which represent objects of holiness. We know the Gemara says that heaven corresponds to the soul, earth corresponds to the body. Heaven represents people who are more advanced spiritually, earth represents people who are less advanced. But Shamayim and Eretz represent, they are within the framework of holiness. When these wise men of Athens said, build us a house, ba'avira da'alma, just in the air, they were referring to outside, in the place of the klipos. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, a Jew is supposed to make his house with holiness, that his house should be between heaven and earth, not just outside. Ki ikar binyan habayis hu kedei lihi shomer mehem. Because the main reason for building a home is to be protected, to be insulated from the klipos, from these forces, these negative, from the street, from the outside forces, from the elements, as we call it, winds and rain and all kinds of destructful and harmful elements. Ki habayis hu mokim mishumar mehachitzoinim, because a home is a place that's protected, that's insulated from the klipos. Shemekoimon ba'aviro de'alma, their place is in the air, outside, in the air, just in the air. Ubabayis nistorin mehem, and when a person goes inside a house, the person is hidden, protected from them. Ki habayis hu mokoim mishumor mehachitzoinim sheshoirin bachutz. Because again, a house is a place that's protected from these klipos, these forces of tumah that reside outside. Shehein bechinas avira di alma. They're referred to as the air of the world, you know, the outside. V'alkein ikar binyan habayis swalidei bechinas hadalid alfin anal bigdusha. And therefore, when a Jew wants to build a home, the spiritual force that they need to build a home is these four alephs of holiness. Shehein bechinas chochmois ha-toira kdosha, which represent the wisdom of our holy Torah. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 24, Bechachma yibone bayis, with chachma build your house. And we know Rabbeinu Zal presents in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the difference between Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov is looking for chachma, Esav rejects chachma. Yaakov wanted the bechora, the birthright. Birthright means to be the first. First is Chochmah. There's a pasuk, Reishis Chochmah. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Yaakov wants Sechel. That's why that the Targum of the word Yaakov is Vachakmani. When Esav said, Vayakve, he's called Yaakov, Vayakveni Zepamayim. He Yaakoved me twice. The Targum says, he outsmarted me twice. That Yaakov represents Chochmah. Esav represents rejection of chachma. I'm not interested in intellect. I want fun. I want to enjoy. I want to fulfill my own personal desires, whatever they are. No boundaries. So the Torah says about a Jew, bechachma yibone bayis. A Jew must build their home with chachma. Ki ikir binyan abayis bechachma kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'makom acher. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 266, that one of the main prerequisites for building a home is chachma. We know a person wants to build a house. If they're not smart, they just take wood or materials, they start building. If they have a little brains, they get an architect, an engineer. There's tremendous chachma, even begashmius, that goes into building a house. Number one, to see if the ground, how strong the ground is, how heavy, what kind of materials can I use for this house that it won't sink into the ground? And again, what kind of materials should I use to make the best, and what design should I have to make the best use of the space? That's on a physical level. The spiritual level takes it to a much higher level. And this is why the opening pasuk in the Torah is this pasuk Bereishis, ki hascholas haTorah bebeis. The Torah begins with the letter beis, which is bias, the way you pronounce it, beis, beis yotov. Ki ikar binyan habayis swalidei chochmois haTorah kedusha. Because the true building of a house of a Jew is done using the chachma of the Torah. Vizehu bereishis ki reishis chachma. And that's why that first word is bereishis, with reishis. What is reishis? Chachma. As the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 101, reishis, that reishis means chachma. Vizehu bereishis bayis reishis. That the bayis has to be built with chachma. Bechinas bechachma yibone bayis. Ubayis kozeh hu bechinas bayis hanivne ben shmai la'ara kanal. And when a house is being built with holiness, it's being built for Hashem's honor, not to show how rich I am, how powerful I am, but it's built as a place where I can serve Hashem properly. I can put mezuzahs on, I can have my sforim there, I can have guests, I can keep out negative, harmful elements. When a person's building a house like that, that's called a house between heaven and earth, as we mentioned earlier. V'zehu bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz. And again, that's why that first pasuk, which speaks about bayis and reishis, talks about shamayim and haaretz. Bechinas bayis hanivne bechochma, that's referring to a house that's built with chochma, dekoim bein shmaya la'ara, which resides between heaven and earth. V'zehu, and that's why the Gemara says there, Omar Shem, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya recited one of the names of Hashem, and he was suspended between heaven and earth. Ki oiraiso shmo dekut shebrichu, because the Torah is the name of Hashem. The Medrash says the Torah is full of the names of Hashem, all of the names of Hashem. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, by reciting a name of Hashem, he was attaching himself to the Torah. They said to him, build a house. He said, I'll show you how you build a house. You build a house with Chochmah, with the Torah. Ubayis hanivna al yidei Chochmas ha-Torah, al yidei Dalet Alef Nekdusha, hu bechinas bayis hanivna b'shem Hashem. A house that's being built using the Chochmah, the Torah, using those four Alephs, that's a house that's built in the name of Hashem. Vayideze habayis mishumar minachitzoinim. And that's what gives that house the ability to insulate and protect its inhabitants from outside forces. Shehein bechinas avira di alma kanal. They are called the air of the world, the outside. Ki habayis hanivne b'chochma yidei b'chinas dalet alfen hanal k'muv rabba maimar hanal ayidei zeh mesaknin umalin ho alfen hanefulin. Because when a person builds a home with these four aleves, with the Torah, through that they elevate the fallen aleves, v'ayidei zeh nichnoin haklipois v'hakfirois. And through this they weaken and destroy the forces of tumah, the forces of denial of Hashem. Bechinas avira d'alma, which are referred to as the outside. V'alkein shiur habayis arba amos. And this is why the Gemara and the Halacha teach us that the minimum size of a house is four amos. Ki arba amos se bechinas dalet alfen anal, kamuva. Because four amos represent those four alephs, which represent chachma. And the house must have a minimum size of four amos in order to be able to draw these four aleves into it, this chachma of kedusha. So that the house should be permanent and protected. It shouldn't be like the outside air. Ki ikar habayis bishvil shmira min hachitzoinim she'nechozim b'chutz b'bechinas avir d'alma. Because the whole essence of a house, the purpose of a house, is to protect from the outside, from those elements that are prevalent outside in the avira d'alma, in the air of the world. We know that again, outside it can be very hot, it can be very cold, all kinds of what we'd call bad temperature, bad weather conditions. Inside, even when it's boiling hot outside, inside could be comfortable. Whether it's hot outside, whether it's cold outside, whether it's windy outside, snow, rain, that's on a physical level. On a spiritual level, outside people are free to do as they please, to dress as they please, to smoke, to cook, whatever they want. Inside my home, I can regulate, I can control what's being done to make sure it's being done to conform with the way of Hashem. Paragraph Gimel, v'zeh b'chinas mezuzah. And this is also the concept of a mezuzah on the entrance to the house. B'chinas dalid gedoilo di'echod. We know that in the first line of the mezuzah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, the Dalid at the of Echod is written very large size. Shekoivin bePesach habayis, and we establish a mezuzah at the entrance to the house. Ki Pesach habayis hi bechinas emuna, because the entrance to the bayis is emuna. We said that the bayis represents chokhma. The entrance to chokhma is emuna. Kayodua, as Shehu B'chinas Pesach, Kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, that Emuna is the entranceway through which a person gets to Chochma. When we speak about the Midos of Hashem, start, the bottom is Malchus, then Yesoid, and so on and so forth, until we move all the way up the ladder to Chochma. The entranceway is Malchus, which is called Emuna. The Pasuk says, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, open up for me the gates of righteousness, I'll enter through them. Those Sharei Tzedek refer to Emuna, faith. Just like when we put on tefillin, we say, Ve'rastichli be'emuna, v'yodates Hashem. That the first step is Emuna. Emuna leads to Das and Chochma. V'zeh b'chinas arba amoy shenoisim ofnei Pesach habayis, kisheyesh b'habayis arba amoyis. And this will explain what the Gemara says, what the Halacha says, that when a house fulfills the minimum requirements, it's at least four amos, then in front of a house, we give an additional four amoyis to the owner of that house that we say belongs to him. The four amoyis in front of the house are considered part of the house. The Gemara says, for why? In order that if the person is coming home carrying a heavy load, he can unload his package in front of his home. So he needs that area in front of the house to be able to do that. We said before, the entrance to the house is Emuna. And when the house itself is at least four amois, shubchinas dalet alfin anal, azai al yedeze nistakein bechinas so emuna kanal, then the emuna will also be solid, umachnien hakfirois, and will be able to defeat the kfira, the atheism, the lack of faith, haboin meavira de alma, which comes from the outside, from the atmosphere, the air of the world. V'alkein ha-Pesach, shubchina semuna, noisnul afnei ha-Pesach gamkein arba amois, k'neged ad alfin anal, and that's why this entranceway, which represents emuna, we provide four amois over there also, corresponding to the four aleves. Ki ikr hu emuna, shubchina pesach, Iker tikuna al yedei hadalet alfin anal, because the emuna, which is the entranceway, its power is dependent on those four aleves. It's dependent on chachma. These two are dependent on each other. Just like the moon represents emuna. The sun represents chachma. The moon represents emuna. The moon is dependent on the sun. The moon receives all of its light from the sun. It's reflecting the light of the sun. So the moon is dependent on the sun. And that's why in the Sefer Yetzirah, when it begins defining Chachma, it says that there are 32 paths of Chachma. Lamed Beis Nesivus HaChachma. There are 32 paths of Chachma. The first letters of the which is the sun. The sun represents chachma. There's a pasuk chachma sodom toir ponov. The chachma of a person lights up his face. So chachma is light. So the first letters of the words lamed beis nesivus hachachma spell the word levana, to show again that the moon, which represents emuna, no light. The moon is receiving and reflecting the light of Chachma, the light of the sun. So the entranceway to the house, which is Emuna, is dependent on the house itself, which is Chachma, which is that four. The house has the four alfin in it. Vaydeze yesh lo koyach levarer ulachnia kol hakfirois hanechos mbavir di alma. And that's how the Emuna gets the power to sort out and to clarify and to eliminate the kfira, the atheism, the denial of Hashem that comes from the outside. V'zeh ma'ashom rabbi seinu zal, and that's why the Gemara uses the wording kedei lefarek shom masoi, that we give a person an area in front of his house to allow him to unload his burden. The term burden, masoi, zebechinas kfirus. The term burden is also used to refer to denial of Hashem, lack of faith in Hashem. Kemuva de'bdei Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Sichoi Soran, in Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, paragraph 36, mi pasuk mas'achem. There Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk where it uses the term mas'achem, your burden. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinu Zal melameid shehoyu apikursim. That shows that they didn't believe in Hashem. They were apikursim. They didn't have faith. So we see that the burden represents lack of faith. Ki kol hamasu umatin hakol hu kedei levarer hanitzoitzois sheyeshom mehachitzoinim vasitrachra. Because all of the business that a person conducts when a person goes out of his house to go to work, to buy, to sell, to engage in all kinds of commerce or interacting with the world, the whole purpose of that is in order to sort out holy sparks that are found outside, to be able to remove the klipos, the forces of tumah, from them. The ikar hasitra achra hu kfirus. And we know that the main tumah is denial of Hashem, lack of faith. And therefore, the whole essence of conducting business, of transacting business, is dependent on trust, faith, which is the term emuna. And that's why it's called bebechinas nososo venosato beemuna. Did you conduct your business? When it wants to say, did you conduct your business in a proper way, it uses the term emuna. When a person hires an employee or a person makes a partnership, it's all based on trust and faith. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sharing with you my business. I wouldn't let you into my store. I wouldn't let you into my business unless I know that I'm giving a certain amount of trust. And the more a person takes a person closer to them, the more it's because they have more faith in that person, faith and trust in that person. So we see that the term emuna is used. When a person is going outside of their house to interact with the world, it's called nososo venosato beemuna. Masu umatin beemuna. It's all dependent on that. K'moisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 31, when it speaks about a person who passes away, that when a person leaves the world, when they come to the heavenly court, one of the first questions that they ask a person is, did you interact with people? Did you conduct your business in a kosher way? The wording used is nososo venosato be'emuna. Did you transact with trust and faith and honesty? The word emuna is used. Ki ikar tikun ubiror hamasumatin hu alidei emuna. Because the main achieving and purifying of business and work is through emuna. And the whole effectiveness of the emuna is dependent on those four aleph's, on the chachma, on the sun. Because that's what strengthens the faith. And gives the emuna the power to sort out and purify and eliminate the kfira, the denial of Hashem, the tumah that's attached to all kinds of different things. We know that there's a short chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal says that with emuna alone, even though Rabbeinu Zal speaks a lot about emuna, how special emuna is, how important emuna is, but Rabbeinu Zal makes it perfectly clear that with emuna alone, a person can fall. They won't necessarily be able to stand the test of time and going through everything they need to go through. Rabbeinu Zal says a person who has emuna with das, that emuna can have a kiyum, that emuna can be permanent. And that's what Rav Nosson Zal is keying in on over here. The entranceway to the house is emuna. The house itself is Chachma. And these two cannot be separated. You must have the combination of both. You need to know which comes first, which comes second, and how to regulate them. And when a person doesn't understand something about Hashem, not to say, therefore, I'm disconnecting from Hashem. I'll fall back on my emunah. Ve'emunascha balelois. At night, when it's dark, when I can't see, when I can't understand, I can default to the alternate, to the emergency lighting, which is the emunah, which kicks in at that time. But that's a temporary thing. Person must have this combination of both. It's because through the Dalet Alfin, that strengthens the emunah and gives it the ability to do what it needs to do. And this is why the law says that in front of the entranceway to the house, in front of the doorway, we give the owner four amos over there. Shehi bechinas emuna, the entranceway was emuna, kedei lefarek shom masoi, in order for him to remove his burden over there, kedei lahachnia hakfirois hanechosn b'masumat. It means, in order to defeat the tuma, the denial of Hashem that tries to attach itself to all of the business and transactions and interaction that a person is conducting outside. Shehein bechinas masoi, denial of Hashem is referred to as this burden. Valyidei ha-pesach, shebechinas emuna, and through the entranceway, which is emuna, machnien ha-kfirois, we're able to defeat the denial of Hashem, al-yidei ho-arba amois, through those four amois, shehein bechinas dalet alfin anal, which are the four aleves, shal yodam zoichin le-emuna, through which we zeche to a proper faith, umachnien hakfirois. Again, the word ama begins with the aleph. That's the four alephs again. The four amois are the four alephs. So far, Rav Nosson Zal addressed the house and the entranceway to the house. Now we go further. Paragraph Dalet. Vezeo gam kein bechinas arba amois shel hechotzer. And this will also explain why the Gemara says the minimum size of a courtyard to qualify for all the laws that apply to that are, again, at least four amos, by four amos. Ki hechotzer hu shmira lahabayis. Because a courtyard is also a protection for the house. So people aren't going directly into the house. It's a filter. A person has a filter in front of the house. People don't go directly to the house. They have to first come into the chatzer, into a courtyard, and from there, they can see if they're allowed to go further into the house. Ki echotzer hu shmiru labayis, vechotzer bechlal hu bechinas emuna. Shehu shmiru lahabayis, shu bechinas chachman. And therefore, the courtyard represents emuna, which is a protection for the house, which is chachma. Ki hechotzer lifnei habatim, because usually the courtyard is in front of the homes, just like emuna is before chachma. It's the entranceway. Malchus comes before chachma. Ki mikoidem tzrich nikonis lechotzer shubchinas emuna, because first you need to enter into the courtyard, which is emuna. V'acharkach el habayis, and then into the house, shubichnas chochma. V'alkein gam shir echotzer arba amois, and therefore the minimum size of a chotzer is also four amois. Keneged hadalit alfin anal, corresponding to those four aleves. Ki ikar hu emuna al yedei hadalit alfin anal, because the power of a person's faith is dependent on those four aleves. Sheikar binyan habayis al yodom, where they are the force behind building the house. V'alkein chatzeroi shel odom koineloi sheloi midaitoi. And this is why the Gemara says an interesting thing, that if somebody throws something, a new person gets newspapers. If the person who's delivering the newspapers throws the newspaper into my yard, into the chotzer makes it my, even though it didn't come into my hand, I didn't pick it up, I didn't move it. Usually we know in order to acquire something, according to Torah law, you have to have it in your possession. Your possession means in your hands. You have to have picked up the object or you have to have it in your house. But the halacha says that if something falls into my chotzer, my chotzer can also acquire it for me. Ki kol hakinyonim al yedei hu emuna kanal. Because all acquisitions are done through emuna. As we said before, nosos masa umatin be'emuna. Shehi mevareres hakoil. Emuna is that power that refines and sorts out everything. Sheze ikra masu matin kanal. That's what's behind all business, all transactions. And therefore, a person's courtyard or a person's yard acquires all types of acquisitions that a person wants to make. The chotzer can do that for him. Because as soon as those objects come into his yard, they immediately get a certain tikkun. They're no longer in the street. They're no longer outside. They've become private property. They're in private property. They're in a private domain, in a protected area, in an enclosed area. A chotzer is an enclosed area, which is emuna. And that's how those things become acquired by the person. Because the whole concept of acquiring something is done through emuna, which is what purifies everything. And that's what defines any acquisitions from one person to another. Based on how a person throughout a day is involved in elevating and purifying different things. And that's what makes that object become his. We know one way of acquiring something is paying money for it. A person takes a certain substantial amount of money and gives it over in order to acquire this item. He's taking something that he worked for, that he struggled for, and it's a fixed amount. And by giving this over to the one who owns that object, that's transferring the object into his possession. The Iker Habirur. And again, the main spiritual force that refines things, that removes tumah from objects and brings it within the domain of holiness is emuna, of which an example of that is this, the yard, the courtyard, which is also called emuna. And the power of the emuna is dependent on the four alephs, which is what gives the emuna the power to do its thing, to do what it needs to do. As Rabbi Nizal discusses this in other places, because the yard, the courtyard, is in front of the house. Because the house is the exact opposite of the street, the outside. Kishom ikar bechinas hadalet alfin al, because it's inside the house that you have the real dalet alfin. Bebechinas bechochma yibone bayis kanal. As the pasuk says, a house is built with chochma. Avol hechotzer hu pasuach lavira di alma. Whereas a courtyard is different than a house. When we talk about a house, it's something that's closed in on all five sides, in all four directions, and it's got a roof over it. That's a house. A yard, on the other hand, a yard is generally closed in on four sides, but nothing on top of it necessarily. A yard is open to the elements, to the outside elements. It's not just that it's surrounded by partitions. That's why we said a chotzer represents emuna, shesmucho el hechutz, which is the closest thing to the outside, to the tumah. Just like the malchus is the sphera that's closest to the negative elements, to the tumah, to the klipos, kedei levarer birurim me'avira di alma, Because the emunah is that force that's going to have to go out into the world, that's going to have to go out to the outside and sort out, retrieve holy sparks and other things from there. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Zois Yerushalayim besoich hagoyim samtir. Hashem says, this is Yerushalayim. I've placed it among the nations. It's surrounded by other nations. Because Yerushalayim is called Kiryon Emunah, the city of faith. And again, Emunah is that piece of holiness that's closest to the Tumah. Kimavuru muvan bekama mekoimois, as is explained in many places in our teachings. And this is also the concept of the entranceway to the house, shesmucha lachutz, which is close to the outside. Gamkein lavira de alma, meaning it's close to the outside elements. Vishom ikar habirur, and that's where all the action takes place. That's where the birur, the whole sorting out, the separation of good from bad takes place, at the entranceway to the house. That's where a person makes a decision, I'm allowing this into my house, I'm not allowing this into my house. Somebody knocks on the door, I look at them, they look like a shady character, can't come in. That entranceway is what separates between the chutz, the outside, the avira, the alma, versus the inside, the place of holiness. Vialke, or a book, anything like that, somebody drops it off in front of my house, I decide, I choose whether I'm allowing that into my house, it's coming into my house, it's not coming into my house. Vialke in tzrichin shom shmirom en hachitzoinim. And that's why at the entranceway to the house, it requires special protection from the tumah, from the klipois, from the outside elements, mibechinas avira di alma, from the atmosphere of the outside, kamuvas is brought. Veze bechinas mezuzah. And one example of that protection is the mezuzah, dalid gdoila de echod kanal. And that large dalid of the word echod, ki ikar hashmira mi avira di alma, shehem hachitzoin vasitrachra, because the main protection from the outside elements, the klipos, the sitra achra, is dependent on those four alephs, shein bechinas arba amos, which are the four amos, dalet gedoilo di echod, that large dalet of the word echod, shubechinas shem Hashem kanal, which represents the name of Hashem. Hashem is called echod, bebechinas omar shem. As it's said by Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, when they said to him, build us a house, Bavira di Alma, outside, what was his response? He announced the name of Hashem. He said the name of Hashem, and that took him to a protected area. That suspended him bein Shmayel Ara, where he was no longer in the Avira di Alma. He was in a bubble, in a sense. He was in a protected, holy place. Paragraph Hey. Vezehu inyan kol hachafotzim shem kol hakinyonim v'masumatim. And this will also explain all kinds of objects and articles which a person acquires or buys or sells. Shem kol hakinyonim v'masumatim shodom, which all acquisitions and business, shehodom yoytze lachutz, whereby the person goes outside, he leaves his house, v'noyse v'noysein, and he conducts business, he buys and sells, and through that conducting of those transactions in business, he's performing all kinds of purifications on those objects that he's buying or selling. And then he brings the results back to his yard, to his courtyard, and he unloads his burden in front of the entrance to the house, kishom ikar habirur, because that's where the main birur, the main sorting out, is going to take place. Shezehu ikar kol hakinyon v'masumatan. That's the real purpose behind all business and all transactions. V'yalkein, and again, that's why the courtyard acquires. That's where major action is taking place. The fact that this has been brought into my courtyard is already a stage where it's left. It's no longer outside. It's no longer hefker, ownerless. Now it's reached a stage of clearly becoming mine. This is the concept, as we said before, of the four amas of the yard and four amas in front of the entrance to the house. And all of this applies only if the house itself is at least four amas by four amas. Because something smaller than that, something smaller than four amos by four amos, doesn't qualify to be considered a bias. Ki ikra bechinas hadalat alfan anal him bechinas bias kanal. Veikra bias nivnal yodom kanal. Because the whole concept of these dalat alfan is for the sake of a bias, and the bias is dependent on them. The oz daiko yesh koyach lebchinas pesach habayis v'achotzer shem bchinas emuna levar. And it's when a person has the bias, then you can talk about an entranceway to the house, and you can talk about a courtyard. If there's no bias, if there's no seichel at all, there's nothing to talk about. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this. We know that usually when we talk about chassidus or kabbalah, we say that first you need emuna, and then you need chachma. But Rav Nosson Zal asks a pretty good question. If you're saying that you start out with emuna, you start out with faith, and faith is in that which you don't understand, faith means in something which I don't understand completely. I don't see it. If I see something, there's nothing to believe. I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. Believing in that is only in that which I don't see, and I don't understand fully. So if that's the case, who's to say that my faith is better than somebody else's faith? I believe in Hashem and he believes in a tree. If it's something that's inexplicable, if it's something that can't be proven, and it's in what you don't see, then on what's it based on? And Rav Nosson Zal answers, therefore there's something that precedes faith, and that's called truth, emes. We say emes ve'emuna choyk v'lo yavur. That before you can get to faith, there has to be a certain element of brains, of recognition, of the ability to distinguish between right and wrong, good and bad, sensible and senseless. Without that, the faith is a joke. The faith can be totally misplaced. We have many examples of a person who put his faith in someone, and the guy let him down completely. What do you mean? I thought he looked honest. What are you, nuts? You can look at somebody's face and tell me he looks honest? What are you, crazy? Check him out. Call his references. Talk to people who he dealt with in the past. See what his track record is. You got to be very, very... We're in an olam hasheker, in a world of... You can't assume anything. So therefore, we see that there's something that precedes emuna. That emuna can only work. Emuna can only be valid if it has these dalet alfin in place. If you have a bias, if you have the dalet alfin, if you have a degree of chachma, a certain amount of chachma, then you can have emuna also. But emuna alone, to operate on emuna alone without any understanding at all, person doesn't know where he's putting it. He chooses someone and he says, this is the tzaddik, this is the tzaddik of the generation. How do I know? I believe. Have you seen, do you know anything? I don't know anything about, I believe. On that alone, a person can easily be mistaken, Rahman al-Islam. V'yalkein noisnin lehem gamkein arba amois, and therefore, we give the entranceway to the house four amois. We give the chotzer arba amois, kihem mekablim midalit alfananal. That shows us that the entranceway, which is emuna, and the chotzer, which is emuna, they receive from the four aleves. Ki ikar koyach emuna levarer, aidei b'chinas hadalat alfan anal. Because the main ability of the emuna to do its thing is dependent on those four aleves. It's dependent on a certain level of chachma. We'll hold it over here for now.